Homelessness isn't just an urban problem.
Most homeless people are not stereotypical chronic homeless. Most of them are temporarily homeless, find themselves in a crisis, and need a safety net.
In Rockland County, that safety net is Helping Hands, a network of churches. They provide shelter, hot meals, and social services. Executive Director Chris Murray.
They're sleeping in abandoned cars. They're sleeping in abandoned buildings. They're sleeping in hallways of populated buildings. And they're all over. Most Rockland homeless are not pushing shopping carts and look like they're totally in another world.
In the basement of the United Church in Spring Valley, a safe haven, a refuge for a few dozen to sleep during the bitter winter, a place to shower and wash clothing.
To go on a job interview, you have to look presentable, which is very hard to do if you just spent the night sleeping in a car.
Helping Hands relies on the generosity of many volunteers and kind donors. What little funding it received from the county was cut in the first draft of an austerity budget. Jean Max Nassant is the incoming executive director.
Donations, we always welcome donations, whether it's monetary or like basic stuff, hygiene products, socks, underwears, deodorant, shampoo.
People in the shelter are referred to as guests out of respect. Whenever financial challenges arise, the folks who run Helping Hands won't let their guests down.
We'll manage to stay afloat.
In Spring Valley, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News. The suburbs are not immune to homelessness.
Most Rockland homeless are not pushing shopping carts and look like they're totally in another world.
Chris Murray, Executive Director of Helping Hands Interfaith Coalition.
There'll be a lot of them on Route 59 standing out looking for work. We could take you under the bridge over there and you can see the sleeping mattresses and the shelters people have built.
During the winter, 18 churches rotate hosting the homeless overnight. Murray says most of them don't fit the stereotype.
They're clean, they're friendly, they're not the least bit menacing. They have sound mental health. They're not on drugs and alcohol. They're just people that fell on a hard time, and they're looking for work to put their lives back together.
In the basement of the Spring Valley United Church, all of the comforts of home.
Well, if you're homeless, you lose a bathroom. You don't have a place to go to the bathroom. You don't have a place to wash up. You don't have a shower. You don't have a laundry. We've installed all that here.
Soon, case manager Jean Max Nassant will take the reins at a time when the first draft of a lean county budget cut out all funding.
This program is operated a lot on volunteers. We have hope for the future that things will be better.
One thing that is not in short supply at Helping Hands is commitment.
When the world tells you, your family, your friends, that you can't stay here anymore and you have no options, we try and set up and keep people's dignity, their self-worth, and their value as a person intact.
In Spring Valley, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.